In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we heard in the Gospel how the Lord is telling us how we should behave, that we should do to others as we want others to do unto us. And He told us that we should love our enemies, because He says, if you love those who love you, the pagans are doing the same thing. And if you give to somebody that you expect to get it in return, the pagans will do that to get equal what they give as a loan. And you should do the opposite. When you give, you should do it in such a way as not to expect to get it back. And then you will become the sons of God, for God is so merciful on everybody. God is merciful on the good and the bad, and those who are grateful to Him and those who are not. He still gives everything that's needed for this life here. My beloved, our Lord is God of love, and He wants us to learn to really, to truly, to love each other, and not only each other, and again, repeat, not only love those who love us, but love those who even hate us, and to bless those who curse us, and do good to those who do us harm. This is what the Spirit of Christ's love is. We have to realize that it's not possible for a human being. There is one condition where it could be done, and that is if we get the supernatural help from our Lord, His grace. But the grace of God is given only for those who have become humble in heart, for God resists the proud. You're going to say to me, well, I'm not proud. Well, just take a test. If somebody spits on you, and somebody slaps you in the face, and somebody starts to scream their head off on you, are you going to feel discomfortable? And are you going to feel offended? You're going to feel hurt when somebody mistreats you and totally treats you as a dirt? Well, if you feel that you've been unfairly treated, well, you don't have any humility. And when a person has a true humility, he will say, well, what God allows this to happen to me means I deserve it. I need it for my strength, for my growth, spiritual growth, so that I can humble myself more. And I needed that, the Lord felt, to help me to grow again. My beloved, this is very simple, the Orthodox Christian way of life. It is life of love for the Lord, a self-sacrificial life, love. It cannot be a love where it's only, it's no problem for me to give that love. You have to be able to carry the burdens of each other. If your close ones or your neighbors just seem to be go always against your grain, and it always causes you to have a trouble in your heart, well, don't blame your neighbor. Blame it to the undead, filthy scum. And pray for your neighbor that the Lord will not allow the enemy to take over the neighbor and his heart, so that he won't do anything bad, because no good for him or for her. This is what we have to realize. We have to love each other, and the true love shows that we will protect each other from sin. And this is a true love. So we have to be aware of the enemy, that the enemy is ready to, at all times, ready to attack us. And our mind and our heart should be with the Lord. If we are with the Lord, the enemy cannot approach us. But when we lose sight of the Lord, when we get involved in mundane things or anything of the world, and we totally lose sight of the presence of the Lord, that's when the enemy starts to attack us. And he will use, if he could use your wife, your husband, your children, your chair, whatever it may be, he can use anything to get you goat. And but we should not allow the enemy to get us. by remembering the Lord, and this is what the most important job for us. That's a narrow and thorny way when we walk, and we're being pricked on those sides, and it's very difficult to walk that narrow, thorny way, but we're watching the Lord all the time, and He gives us strength. He gives us strength to be able to carry on and to finally be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.